At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk. It's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating Halloween with guest appearances by Lady Gaga and Katy Perry. We bust out the Ouija board, perform the gay gremlin mating call, figure out what we'd do as ghosts for the day, and reveal the true origin of the story of Halloween. And you know you can listen to Psychobabble, but why don't you come see our pretty faces and watch select episodes of Psychobabble for free? Just go to fullscreen.com or download the Fullscreen app. You can watch full free episodes and check out free episodes of a bunch of Fullscreen originals, like our friend Grace Helbig with Not Too Deep, Shane Dawson's Shane and Friends, or Suck Less with Willem. Try before you buy. Hello! Oh. Happy Halloween!
Happy boo!
Corey, what are you today?
I am Katy Perry, witness promo.
The Instagram stories that she would put up.
I don't know.
To sell tickets.
I have my eye.
Stop looking at me with that eye.
Can I get a witness?
I do say.
What?
That's a very blue eye.
What are you?
I'm Lady Gaga, Super Bowl 51. I'm ready to wiggle down.
Wiggle the house down.
Wiggle the
bitch,
house down.
Boy boots.
What does she say when she's about to wiggle? She goes,
that wig actually is like one of the best wigs I've ever
seen.
It's
a really good wig.
Tyler is wearing the most blonde Gaga wig.
No, what does she say right before she jumps? She goes, with liberty and justice... for all.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she does. She goes,
I'll have to tell
one,
you.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So she gave the Pledge of Allegiance?
She does like a little for all. And then she wiggles down, the house down. Boots.
I guess I missed that.
You didn't catch that one?
I only watched the Super Bowl once.
What? Are you kidding?
Her performance?
I watched it so many times. I will say it has more replay value than Katy Perry's.
Wow.
How many times did you watch Katy Perry's? Whoa. So I can't believe we're both dressed as our queen's most iconic moments. This era.
After a Super Bowl.
You, after a 72-hour live stream.
Thank you.
This is one of those times when I really think if you're not watching the podcast on full screen...
you're really missing
it. Truly...
I just want to sit and... how does she even hold it?
So, Corey, happy Halloween.
Boo.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Boo.
Stop booing me.
That's my general reaction when I see Gaga.
I gotcha. I wanted you to be... because we were both planning on being Katy and Gaga. But I wanted you to be Katy on the stairs when she's
in
crying...
her live stream.
In her pajamas in her live stream.
Was that before or after Pentatonix visited?
It would probably be after if I were her. If I had to spend 1 minute with that Mitch Grassi.
Gosh. Do you have fake eyelashes on?
No.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I can't believe you were...
My eyes are at a constant almost water.
Oh, well, just... you want me to blow on them?
Yes, that'd be so nice. Don't blow our
I had a fresh tilapia. What did we have for lunch?
Snapper.
Or I'll show you my snapper. I tried to tuck for a second in the bathroom.
Did you really?
But it just turned into me hanging out with myself. So I had to put that away.
Is that why you're wearing pants?
Well, the tuck wasn't quite hanging
in. I was told that top part is an extra large, so it makes sense.
It is not an extra large. Maybe a children's extra large. I'm a child extra large. I'm no
human
extra large.
You're wearing four articles of clothing underneath it.
Oh, this old thing?
Look at the scary pumpkin they have on the screen behind you.
I can't see anywhere. I can't see that far.
How are you going to read the questions off of the list?
You have to read them all to me. Is there a list in front of me?
Yeah.
What is the scariest sound you can make? Boo. That's the discussion topic for today, Corey.
That's it. A whole 30 minutes.
Have you not seen my ASMR video with Mamrie?
Yeah, I will.
Full of scary sounds.
It, I watched it.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
And I did laugh. Lift your arm.
Don't look at me.
That's a great... Your costume just is so good.
They really hashtag did that.
Yeah.
Did
I
that.
The swoop of your bang...
I will
everything.
Say that. I might take this just for like the moment.
That looks like a real wig on you.
Do you think if I properly... Oh, but how am I going to replicate this face?
You can't wash it off.
I'll just keep it on.
Yeah.
For the next couple of years. Nothing will grow.
At least until actual Halloween.
I will say my shirt's not tucked properly underneath, so I'm giving you like crop top.
Is anything tucked?
Would you rather wear a
underneath?
Crop top or a crop dust?
Would I rather what?
Wear a crop top. Or have to crop dust. Or crop dust onto your worst enemy.
I would wear a crop top.
Work.
I think I might have a little piece of candy corn.
So, Corey, what's your scariest sound you can
make? I wanted you to make the gay gremlin.
Oh, but I would have to be away. You know, like, Tezande gets away from the mic when he
chocolate
goes,
rain.
Yes, thank you. And then he breathes.
I hate that.
I sent Nathan a picture
chocolate
of you.
Chocolate rain.
And he thought you were a bloody condom. So, is that what you are? Is that what she was?
No.
How do you really know?
Do they know?
Do they know?
Swish, swish, bitch.
Okay.
When I was in Hawaii.
You really could have been the swish, swish moment. I will say, for what it's worth, maybe she has some iconic looks this era, maybe?
When I was in Hawaii was swimming, that? I said, fish, fish, bish.
You must have been.
Because we were snorkeling and there
you
were fish.
You must have been on cocaine.
I don't think you're allowed to snorkel and do drugs.
Really?
I don't know. I don't do drugs.
Me neither. Imagine scuba diving on something. Maybe high. That'd be nice. You might get nervous. Do you ever get nervous?
Two of our friends threw up while snorkeling.
What were they on?
Wine from the night before, okay. I think.
Corey, ask me a question,
Tyler,
since I can't lean that forward.
What's the scariest sound you can make?
Yeehaw! I think.
Do the gay gremlin. Lean back.
What is the great... I haven't done it in years. Mm. I'm really cinched down there. When I just leaned back, I felt it really cinch up.
Did it go up in you?
Oh yeah.
Who's the scariest
One
person?
One nation, under God, who's indivisible.
Who's the scariest person you know?
Scariest person I know. Scariest person I know. Scariest person I know. My mom, maybe.
Really?
What do you mean? What kind of scare?
It's up for your own interpretation.
Person who can scare me the most is probably you.
Wow.
Boo. You really know how, not right now. You really know how Boo. To stop it right now. You really know how to pop out.
Thank you.
Of places. Yeah, you might want to fix
I am
your,
a bloody condom. So.
You really do pop out of places.
I just love.
Who's the scariest person you know?
I love this billow.
You look like Violet Chachki about to accept her crown.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Or maybe I'm crowning.
I think you are.
The scariest person do they know?
Who is the scariest person you know?
I would have to... I don't know if I know any spooky people.
You know what I'm dressed as?
What?
Teasing telephone and Beyonce's actually pregnant and she can't show up.
Yeah.
That's what I
that's
am.
That's what you are. Is that when she did it?
You know what you are?
Teasing a good album.
How far in advance are you teasing it? Because it didn't come this time around.
Wow. I mean, win number one.
Okay, Corey, next question.
Who would win in a fight? A werewolf or a vampire?
A vampire.
You think?
Yes, it can fly.
Can't it fly?
It's a bat also.
Vampires are just super
Vampires
fast.
Can turn into bats. And mist, I think.
Werewolves can turn into shapeshifters. Would you?
Oh, but... Is it insensitive or too soon to be also in chronic pain? I'm not making fun. I'm just trying to be a method actor.
Yeah. Well, you know, Beyonce sent Gaga a free hoodie to say good luck with your fibromyalgia.
Microfibrasia. We're not making
You're
fun of it.
Problematic.
I honestly don't know which one it is. Fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Okay. I did like the doc.
But did you see Gaga got a sweatshirt?
All she's getting right now is free merch from random, like, Juicy Coutures and things. What's going on?
When I read about Beyonce sending Gaga the sweatshirt, I thought, that's what Tyler would do if I were sick.
Send you
Mail
Ivy
me
Park
some
merch.
Of your merch. Mail me a copy of your book.
Well, Gaga, what did Gaga send to Katie?
She sent her something?
She sent her something.
Wow.
I think recently.
I think Kesha sent them all unicorn tears. Okay. Now, would you rather sleep with a werewolf or a vampire?
Werewolf.
Really?
I like a bit of fur moment. I do. I do.
I thought I would. I do.
I do. What? I do.
We were playing a hot seat with our friends, and we asked our one friend who loves Gaga as much as you.
But I do like a bite. But a werewolf can also bite you as much as a vampire can.
Truly could.
I don't like it when they draw blood.
No. Our friend, we were playing hot seat. Are you familiar?
Yes.
And we said, name. He's such a Gaga fan. And we said, name one thing you don't like about Gaga. And without missing a beat, he goes, she's a liar.
Is she a liar? She promises things that she doesn't keep
follow through
on. That's
what he said.
She promises a lot of things.
He goes, yeah, she like named songs that are going to be singles that never are singles.
She teased a Sex Dreams collab with Rihanna. Never happened.
She said, I'm not releasing another single until Edge of Glory goes number one.
And she never came back.
And she never performed at the Super Bowl. Don't you think?
We should have been openers for each of our artists. You could have been Noah Cyrus.
I thought you were going to say we should have been Oprah.
No.
Now, did you see Oprah's new line of healthy snacks?
Don't. Is this one of the Halloween questions? Yes. That does scare me.
She has a spooky mashed potato.
I love bread. I do. She has a spooky mashed potato?
No.
Now, you know my favorite icebreaker for any new friend is favorite form of potato.
Mashed.
Wrong answer.
Baked.
No, wrong answer.
Dressed.
Sweet potato or waffle fry or...
Now, can you do your best impression of a werewolf?
Wait, you really wanted me to do... What's... No. You want
do
me
the
to
gay
do
gremlin.
Gay gremlin? How does it go?
I'm going to plug my ears.
But, like, louder.
Do it.
I have to get away from the mic.
Do it. Do it now.
Wow, I haven't done that in like 17 years.
That's a good...
Thank you.
That was... Wow.
That's how I would find you in the bar.
Still how you find me in the bar,
and it also doubles as a mating call, if the mood is right.
Yeah. If you want to watch Troll 2.
Sometimes I bust it out at an orgy, just to surprise the guests. Just to weed out the people who can't take this.
Now, do you remember the band Orgy?
No.
Yeah, there was a band.
Give me another
do your
spooky.
Best impression of a werewolf.
No, you have to.
Howl.
That's woof. You're so stupid. There's no L at the end of a howl.
Howl.
You know who really did a good werewolf howl?
Who?
Mamrie.
That was me being
don't
an owl.
Owl it. Don't owl it up.
Who?
Now, before we get into anything else for today's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Away. Now, Away offers high-quality luggage that is designed to be resilient, resourceful, and essential to the way you travel. It is available in a variety of colors and 4 sizes, including carry-on sizes that are compliant with all major U.S. airlines. When I'm traveling, I'm always stressed about this, and Away makes it super easy. And my favorite thing, it comes with a USB cord so you can charge your phone, and the charger will charge your phone 5 times. This might be the best thing you could possibly have when you're traveling. For $20 off your suitcase, you can visit awaytravel.com/psychobabble and use promo code psychobabble during checkout. Again, that's $20 off awaytravel.com/psychobabble with the promo code psychobabble. Thank you so much, Away, for sponsoring this week's episode. For as much as you might listen to Psychobabble while you're on the road, you might as well charge your phone so you can listen to more episodes while you're traveling. And you can only do that with an Away suitcase. Next question.
What's your favorite candy bar while trick-or-treating?
Heath bar. I love a Heath bar because it gets stuck in your teeth.
Butterfingers get stuck in your teeth and nobody's looking for that.
I don't like a Butterfinger. I don't.
Why not?
I don't.
Now, can you
what
talk?
Is Butterfinger?
Nougat.
What's that orange layer?
I don't. That creeps me out. Now, can you do your best Gaga impression? Like, what's her voice?
That was going to be problematic.
What were you going to say? You're going to say no new music until Edge of Glory goes number one?
No, it's going to be shady music facts.
Can I have one of those candy corns? Or are you going
to... What?
Don't.
Now, are these donuts?
Don't throw them. Now, are these donuts? Of course they are. What do you mean?
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Tyler.
I'm not joking.
Now, what's your... Do you believe in ghosts?
Hell yeah.
Do you?
My dad was going off the other night about, he's like, if you don't believe in ghosts, you're a fucking idiot.
Really?
To a stranger.
Who?
Ben, who was over within, you know, Ben.
Your real dad?
No, Ken.
Yeah, okay.
Just going off and he's like talking about UFO. He's like, humans don't even know anything out there. And I'm like, I agree, but you don't need to, like, get up in this stranger's face and say it. Anyway, ghosts are real, though.
How did it even come up? That's what I want to know. So sometimes this guy was just like,
no.
Ghosts are fake?
No, we just get into things in the household. Do you feel like if you are a ghost, you have to be wearing what you wore when you died?
No.
So what if both of us died right now?
You go first. You be Romeo.
Quick pact?
You be Romeo, I'll be Juliet.
I'd rather do a pregnancy pact.
Okay.
What?
We're getting pregnant together?
Yeah.
All right, you heard it here first.
Are we both taking a quick load?
Don't ever say that.
What do you mean?
It's gross.
Oh, you want to give the load? I don't know what you're up to. Don't bottom shame. Anyway, why not
do you believe in ghosts?
Here's the thing. If we believed in ghosts, then wouldn't there also be animal ghosts everywhere? Like little dead turtles and things haunting? You surely humans aren't the only vindictive
I'm glad
critters.
You thought of a little dead turtle.
Oh, dead turtle like Franklin. You know Franklin.
So, turtle ghosts.
Turtle ghosts. Yes, I believe in ghosts. Where's that energy supposed to go?
I believe in past lives.
Okay.
We should have had a Ouija board.
I thought you were going to say we should have had a past life. Would you rather go back to your past life or stay
in this
one? I
just watched a scary movie and someone...
Are you doing anything with those Pop-Tarts?
You should eat one. It's a pumpkin-flavored Pop-Tart.
Throw it to me.
I will.
Frisbee it. Why would you do that, you fucking animal?
You said frisbee.
It's like grow up. It's like learn to live.
Says the guy who just threw a candy corn at me.
It's like grow up.
Can I have the other half?
No.
Don't throw it.
Have you ever thrown a shot put?
Yes, I have. I don't like
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to make a mess because Corey will clean it up.
So what's your biggest fear, spiders, snakes, or clowns?
Realistically, spiders.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about me?
What's the question? I don't know what. I don't get the question.
Would you rather be a witch, a vampire, a werewolf, or a zombie?
Witch.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of witchy stuff would you get up
to? Good witch. I'd be a good witch unless you fucked with me. It's not always black and white. Some witches have good days, bad days.
Yeah. That's how Susie.
Glinda sometimes goes off.
What would it be? Like, yeah, not all witches are bad.
Elphaba sometimes goes to have a heart day.
Not all witches are bad.
Tweet it.
Do you think the same goes for snakes and spiders and clowns?
I don't know. We're talking about spider ghosts. What about, here's what I think. Some clowns... become
not all clowns
ghosts.
Are ghosts, but all ghosts are clowns.
No, not all clowns become ghosts. What determines if you become a ghost or a zombie post-death?
I think it's in the matter of how you die.
Work.
If you get bitten by a zombie, then you're going to be a zombie.
Okay. Okay, great.
So,
can you count to 10 in your best vampire voice?
One.
No.
Two,
I can't do this for 9 more minutes.
Three. A 4, a 5, a 6.
Oh, just as you counted and you're not even there yet. A Ouija board.
You have to play with that.
You know I don't have vision, nor am I able to read.
Tell me more. Here.
Can't reach that far.
I'll move the necklaces.
Spooky.
I'm giving them to the crow.
What's the deal with that? What's the deal with the raven? You know? That dude.
That's so.
No.
Try one of those.
The spooky raven. Edgar Allan Poe, my dear. Here we go. Do you have a question?
Do you have a vampire voice?
One. I don't want all that.
Two. What would be your monster?
Oh, no, wait. What isn't it like? One.
That's what I think I was doing, wasn't it? That's what I was doing.
Three.
Wow.
No, you were more serious. Are we asking the spirit a question? Is
I'm
a spirit
afraid
here?
To. I don't want to dabble
the spirit
in the occult.
Of Tyler
you
Henry.
Do both. You do both. No. You do both hands, and I'll ask the question.
That's not how you play.
I don't welcome the dead into my soul.
Okay, Jesus.
I just
Christ.
Watched a scary
Give me a
movie.
Question. Give me a question.
I watched a scary movie in time for Halloween.
Time.
And The woman got cursed, and then she got dragged to hell 3 days later.
O-P.
Talking?
Stop. The ghost says stop.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. If you had a monster name, what do you think it would be?
Ghoulie girl. Girl.
Ooly girl.
Ghoulie girl. Ghoulie gussy girl.
Gassy.
No, ghoulie ghoulish girl. Ghoulie gussy girl.
No.
No?
Okay. Ghoulie gushy girl?
Not gushy.
Do you think they make Halloween gushers?
Hell yeah.
And would you eat one if you could?
Hell yeah.
What do you think it tastes like?
Gushy.
I was reading this book the other day.
That's impossible.
And I thought of you because the guy was eating chocolate cake with raspberries.
Are you eating these?
No, those are all yours. You should put them down the... Give yourself
like
a little,
little
give yourself a little poof in the poof.
An A cup?
The guy in the book was eating chocolate cake and there was raspberry sauce.
Not my cup of tea.
And then he thought, wow, more and more raspberry sauce keeps coming.
You didn't get scared.
But really his nose was bleeding onto his cake. You don't care?
I'm trying to find common ground here.
Hold on. The Ouija board has something to say. No.
Binge.
Now, before we get into anything else today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is JustFab.com. Now, y'all, boot season has arrived, and if you're still trekking to the mall to shop for your favorite styles, you need to get with the times. You can go to JustFab.com and find the latest trends right now. You can shop as a guest, or you can become a VIP. And spoiler alert, becoming a VIP is by far the best way to shop. VIPs save up to 30% off on retail price, and they gain access to tons of other exclusive perks. When I signed up as a VIP, I found everything I needed. It was so easy and so much fun to shop. So, here is the kicker. If you go to justfab.com/psychobabble right now, you can sign up as a VIP and you will get your first style for as low as $10. You heard that right. Just go to justfab.com/psychobabble to get your first style for as low as $10. Go do it today. Thank you so much, justfab.com, for sponsoring the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble, and y'all are going to love them too.
Corey, how did Halloween start?
Oh.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah. So.
There we were.
There
let's
we...
Do, let's do... Since we both know the story of how Halloween started, we should just go back and forth sentence by sentence to tell
there,
everyone. There. We're doing word by word, I guess.
Yeah, there.
She.
Was.
Just.
Living.
Her.
Witch.
Life.
Because a witch invented Halloween.
One word, bitch.
And.
Then.
She.
Took.
Her.
Big.
Spiders.
Hello.
That did you suck at this?
The spiders had a period. She's saying hello.
She took her big spiders.
Period. Hello.
Ghost friend. It's a hyphen.
Here
comes
my
spiders.
Period.
Yeah.
Suddenly,
this
big
story
got
endings.
Later. No, I think we're on to something.
No.
Corey!
What? Okay.
Your turn.
So.
Then.
There.
Was.
More.
Spiders.
And.
Ghost. Wait, what is it?
Ghost friends.
Ghost friends.
And.
That.
She.
Said.
Hello.
And that she said. Hello.
This is a horrible story.
Come on. Well, I think half
you gotta
the battle
be quicker. You
gotta I'm
be quicker.
Quicker.
You gotta be boom, boom, boom.
Okay, well then boom,
boom
it to me.
You wanna take it from the top?
I think we gave them the
Once
preamble. Upon
a
time.
There
was
a
spider.
And
ghost face. Ghost friend.
This is the worst. Gaga is a liar.
No! Boo!
What do you think the real story of Halloween is?
Okay, so there
this
they
was
were.
Like when you were telling me about people getting razor blades and apples, and I had to tell you fake news.
I don't even remember that story.
It was when we were getting our makeup done.
Razor blades and apples. Oh, when you go door to door and you get an apple and you're like, I can't take open foods, ma'am, because they might have razor blades
what
in them.
What if somebody gave bologna sandwiches for Halloween?
That would be dreadful. Once
there
was
a
spider.
And...
Why are you trying to play this game?
Oh, my God. So you just created a super scary monster.
Yeah.
Got a name for it?
Ergeber.
Ergeber.
Ergeber. And what does Ergeber
you
look
say,
like?
Hey, Ergeber.
And then what?
Ergeber is big.
You're not very good at improv.
You just no-butted me. I'm yes-anding.
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
If you could be invisible for a day, where would you go and what would you be?
Honestly, I would probably go to Disneyland. How fun.
Practically, invisible?
Practically, I would go to
Someone's
Disneyland.
Someone's going to sit on you. You can't ride a ride.
Does it make me... Is that bad for me? I'll go on the single passenger line. They keep open spots, especially in Cars Land. And do you not know anything?
Bad romance.
What would you do?
If I were invisible for a day...
I just found this in the leaves.
I'd walk around pantsing people.
Oh, at Disneyland?
No.
I just ate half a Pop-Tart that I found in some leaves. If that ain't me.
You have leaves over there?
Yeah, bitch.
Make the scariest face you can make. How's it look?
I can't see you that far.
How's it look?
Something tells me it's not cute.
Do you think anyone's ever taken fake eyelashes and made them into a mustache?
Yes. I saw Shira Lazar putting fake eyelashes in her nostrils as if it's the latest fashion trend, nostril lashes.
Some people love the way they look.
I guarantee it.
What do you think happens after you die?
Some drama.
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 I love your one-word answer.
Drama, probably. After I die, face down, ass up, open casket.
Is how you want to be buried.
That's what happens after I die.
You're going to go face down,
face down, ass up. Open casket.
My grandpa was telling me how he really wanted this casket that had like a bird painted on the inside of it. And I thought, you're not going to see it.
This is the whole shebang with my parents. They were all arguing about who's getting what from their house when they're dead. And we're like, girl, you think we're not going to be racing to light the first match? We're burning that shit to the ground.
They're
all
arguing
the
on behalf of which one of you is getting what?
And then they were like, well, all the ashes. We were deciding this weekend what we were doing with everyone's ashes because we have all the grandparents, all the dogs, all the ashes,
you
all
have
up on
ashes of dogs.
Don't even get me started. And then
no wonder your family's hoarders.
I'm aware they hoard anything.
Raven, are you here? Yeah.
So they were like, my parents want us to have month to month send to each kid all the ashes.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Ashes.
Yes,
jeans.
Bitch. Yes. And we were all agreeing. Emily looked
What
at
if
me,
you make it into a choker?
I said make it into a sand art. You know how you can push down different layers of the art with a straw?
Are you going to mix your mom and dad together?
Hell yeah.
What?
You're not. But what I was saying is they're not even going to know if we even send it. So we just said, sure, mom.
And then what?
And then they're going to die and we're not going to do it.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Scream 4.
Really?
Maybe, yeah. I really liked it. Oh. Well, same question.
These eyelashes feel great.
That's not the answer to the question.
My favorite scary movie is Scream 1.
It's a classic.
It holds up.
It does hold up.
Who was the one saying that Drew Barrymore being killed in the first 5 minutes is the ultimate
iconic
clickbait?
That is, yes.
Clickbait.
Yeah, that is
was
clickbait.
Was Drew
because
big in 96?
They used her, yes, bitch. She had just come off the height of E.T.,
okay.
They used her in all the promos, and then in the first 5 minutes, spoiler, she dies. She was supposed to be Sydney Prescott.
Would you eat more?
Did you know that? I just think, okay, I love Scream, but I find, what's his name?
Skeet Ulrich.
No, what's his name? The actor.
David Arquette.
I think he might be the worst actor of our generation.
What?
And David, I know you're listening. You're garbage.
Wow, spoken like a true hater.
I just wish people would know the level of their talents. Level with me, Corey. Tell me the truth. What are you petting?
What would you do if a large group of zombies broke through the door right now?
I lay back. Just say, make it quick.
You would go face down.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like the zombie.
You know, zombie love it.
Do zombies have that primal urge?
I think they do.
Same.
Did you think dogs can smell fear?
Yeah. No. I was watching a bunch of Jasmine Masters videos last night.
Do you think dogs
you know Jasmine
can
Masters?
Smell fear? Answer the question.
No. Do you know
well,
Jasmine?
Smell me and see if I'm scared.
Do you know Jasmine Masters? She makes a lot of vlogs in her car and she goes, this is Jasmine
is
Masters,
new
and I have something to say. And she was going, every video has something to do about the smell of a pussy. She's like, wash under your pussy. She's like, lift up your tits, wash under those. It's every video.
That sounds like your channel. Can you repeat after me? The purple pumpkin picks prunes for Polly.
The purple pumpkin picks prunes for Polly.
I think dressed like that, you are a purple pumpkin.
The purple pumpkin. It's come. The purple pumpkin picks prunes for Polly.
Can you not?
What?
Oh, what? Witches use brooms to fly. What would you use to fly?
Swiffer.
Wet or dry?
Hell yeah. What? Well, it depends on how far I've been flying.
A wet mop or a dry mop?
After a bit of flight.
Would you star as Lady Gaga in the
or one of those
Hocus
handheld,
Pocus remix?
What, one of those handheld vacuum, like, you know, those...
Quirky. A dust buffer?
Dust buster.
Yeah, dust
I fly
buster.
Two dust busters as if it's rollerblades through sky.
I like that.
What would you fly?
Sweep, sweep.
Doesn't answer the question.
I take my little broom and I go, sweep, 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 sweep.
Oh my God, imagine us as witches, Corey.
On the dance floor?
Yes, we would be like, sweep, 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 sweep.
We
sweep,
would
sweep,
be
sweep,
getting
sweep.
Our witchy
It would be witching hour.
We would get our witchy wiggle on. Do you think they'll let you bring a broom in the club?
No.
What if you tell them you're just there to sweep up everyone's water bottles that you know they're going to drop on the floor?
You know that's my M.O., cleaning up after people at the club.
I love that.
I just, once I'm on one, I just want to clean up all the water bottles off the floor. I say, you guys are stepping on too much stuff.
Gonna twist an ankle.
Gonna twist a cankle. Anywho.
If you could be a ghost for a day, who would you try to scare?
Trump.
I think.
I would go to the White House.
I think I'd spend really the whole day up. Scaring Lisa. Over and over again.
Yeah, that would be
or
nice.
Or you.
No.
Like, you would walk into your kitchen
you wouldn't
and all, the,
see
cupboards,
what I'm up
all
to.
The cupboards would be open.
I would say, thank you. I would not think twice.
I'd turn the shower on and you'd think, oh, I'm so dumb.
I would think, wow, I really turned that on early to get warm. Because I turn my shower on and then I leave the room. So that makes sense.
What's your favorite thing to get in your trick-or-treat bag?
An apple with razor blades. You know? Oh my God, we heard a commercial today.
Wait,
y'all.
Do you think you could go as an apple with a razor blade in it for Halloween?
It's a bit
as
niche.
Halloween?
It's a bit niche. It's only for
you're wearing a big apple
inner
costume.
Inner Mid-Michigan
and there's
kids.
A razor blade stuck in the side?
What?
Razor blade.
Razor blade. No.
The purple pumpkin picked promptly.
Corey, will you tell me a scary story?
Boo.
No.
So. Oh, did you hear the one about the dog that's licking the people's feet?
But the dog's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the dog's out the side?
No, the
outside.
Dog's in the fridge. I mean, in the shower.
Showering?
No, dead.
No.
PETA wouldn't like this story.
PETA chip?
Yeah. Do you think dogs can smell fear? Honestly, smell me. You didn't let me deliver how I wanted to.
Okay, so.
I wanted you to say yes, and then I was going to be like, come smell me, like calling you a dog.
It's an unthought through joke.
And I'm going to say, I see you.
No.
Well, did you want to try any more candy before we go?
What's there to try? What is that? I can't see that far.
It's a pumpkin Hershey's Kiss.
I'll take it.
Oh, I dropped it.
You want to try this pumpkin?
Now, Tyler, do you have any advice?
Oh, I tried to squish it out, but oh, it's pumpkin spice. I see.
Do you have any advice for the people who are trick-or-treating tonight and might need help?
Have the most fun.
Be safe.
Mm. Mm.
I'll have one after we're done.
Mm. Mm.
This chewing really...
That's pretty good. Your eye makeup looks beautiful, by the way.
Now, are you more afraid of a sneaky raccoon or a stinky skunk?
A sneaky raccoon, kind of. Or no, a stinky skunk.
Really?
A sneaky...
You know that I have skunks that mate in my backyard every February.
I didn't know that.
Well... Stay tuned.
I'm glad you saved that for the Halloween episode. You've really been holding on to that story.
Yeah. They mate in our backyard and it sounds like murder. You don't ever want to hear a skunk mate.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Do they know?
For all. Watch the video. She does that. And then she goes...
Is she also wearing pleated khakis?
These are not pleated. Bitch, you're so stupid.
Do you think we can take cute Instagrams together after we are done?
Probsicles.
That was just my way of telling everyone to follow me on Instagram.
So is this it?
No.
Oh.
You have to tell me. You have to tell me one more thing.
I want to tell them the origin of Halloween.
Oh, yeah, go. You do that.
Go. No, but every other word-ish.
Okay, but how are we going to keep it concise?
I told you. So we already have the witch with her spiders and her ghost friends. Then what happened, Corey?
She
took
a
big
bath to...
What?
What is
I don't think you understand. She said, quote unquote,
That's not how stories work. You just don't in the middle of a sentence. We have to go, and then she said.
And okay, and then she said.
She took a big bath, and.
Then.
She.
Said.
Wow. This.
Bath.
Is.
Marvelous.
I.
Must.
Now.
Create.
A.
Holiday.
For.
The.
Children.
Named.
Hollow.
Wayan.
First name Hollow, last name Wayan.
Oh, it's like a Big Bang, or what is that? Not Big Bang Theory. Biggest Loser. It's a Hollow.
Biggest Loser got canceled.
A Wayan.
What do you think the most...
Wait, that's it? That's the story of Halloween?
No, no, no.
She made a Hollow holiday for a child named Hollow Wayan.
She made it. She said, after her bath, she said, and wow. And then she realized, I better make a Halloween holiday.
Yeah.
For the kids named Halloween.
Yeah.
So.
Then.
She.
Took.
All.
The.
Candy.
And.
Spread.
That.
Candy.
All.
Across.
The.
U.S.
A. And.
Then.
Proclaimed.
Let's.
Have.
Pumpkins.
Carved.
And
laid
out
on
the
tables. What? I mean, stoops.
Lawn.
On the lawn. They didn't have lawns in that time.
And we... Oh, and...
We...
Shall...
Proclaim...
This...
To...
Be...
Halloween.
Yeah, I think that's it. So what do you think the most popular candy consumed in Michigan around Halloween is?
I don't know. Something stupid. A Twix?
No, candy corn.
Oh, I love candy corn.
I
don't get the people that are against candy corn.
When my mom was visiting...
I see people that are very against it.
When my mom was visiting, she said, we're getting candy corn, and if it's not box or whatever, she was going to hurt someone.
I don't even...
It's a brand. Oh. What do you think California's best candy is?
I don't know. Did you ever get a...
M&M's.
What? That's not a subject... That's a subjective question.
What do you mean? They did research on which state consumes what candy the most.
You
per
said
pound.
What's California's best candy?
I said what?
You said M&M's as if that's fact.
No, I said that's the candy Californians so, consume.
Corey, did you ever make a caramel apple? Huh?
Yeah, I did.
What about when you can caramel an onion and say bite into this? As if, and people will think it's an apple.
We should do that.
We should do that.
In fact, I did.
I'm gonna
bring you a candy apple to try.
Oh, that's harder than I thought.
Well, Tyler, that's been a whole 30 minutes.
Are you really trying to get rid of me? Because I'm having a joyous time telling the story.
Yeah, tell it.
Halloween.
Tell it again.
So,
it's
the
end
of
the
episode.
Yes, it is.
If
you
want
to
follow
us
on
Twitter,
you
can
do
it
right
now
by
clicking follow.
Oh, Jesus. Suck at everything.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. Okay, bye, everyone.
Wow.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Boo. Also, boo again. And be safe.
For all.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.